next on the 5 o'clock report.
Their prayers has made this possible.
Well, it saved their lives, frankly.
It is complicated, it is controversial, and it is consequential.
Every day we're out, that hurts our children. That hurts our children.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Vice President Mike Pence making the announcement in Ankara earlier. He says the prayers of the American people made this day possible.
I want to express my appreciation to millions of Americans who I know were carrying this moment in prayer. We heard from people all over the country whose hearts were heavy with the loss of life in this conflict over the last week, long to see it brought to an end. And I believe their prayers has made this possible.
The Vice President and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spent 5 hours negotiating the ceasefire. Job well done, says President Trump.
This is about the nation. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about our nation. So we have a five-day ceasefire.
The 120-hour pause in military hostilities will allow Kurdish fighters to withdraw from northern Syria. Once that's complete, the ceasefire should become permanent.
This is a solution that really, well, it saved their lives, frankly. It saved their lives. So we've done a great thing for our partner.
The president called it a tough love solution to help the Kurds. Hundreds were killed, thousands displaced by the week-long Turkish offensive. The governors of New York and Pennsylvania taking part in a marijuana summit today as the push continues for full-blown legalization in both states.
It is complicated. It is controversial. And it is consequential.
Critics contend it's all about raising revenue for cash-strapped state coffers.
Once the state draws revenue from the sale of marijuana, it will certainly be incentivizing and encouraging marijuana sales to puff up the Albany budget. And that's what we're afraid of in our state capital.
Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Michael Gear runs the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
Legalization is commercialization, where you get big tobacco putting marijuana stores all over the place and all sorts of products being commercially promoted in the community, including the children, as is proven out the case in Colorado.
Today's marijuana summit in New York City included discussions about vaping as the governors talked about regional solutions to recreational pot and e-cigarette use. Flags flying at half staff in the nation's capital in honor of the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died this morning following a lengthy illness. The 68-year-old chaired the powerful House Oversight Committee. Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer called him a man of great character and integrity.
He was a wonderful, amazing man, not just a wonderful, amazing congressman.
He was in the Congress, Elijah was considered a North Star. He was a leader of towering character and integrity.
Elijah Cummings, the son of South Carolina sharecroppers who became one of the country's leading voices on civil rights issues. Nancy Pelosi pressed today about what her plans are exactly for impeaching the president.
During a Capitol briefing, Pelosi stepped around questions about a timeline for impeachment.
The timeline will depend on the truth line.
She argued that lawmakers have an obligation to take the impeachment inquiry seriously.
None of us came to Congress to impeach a president, and any such actions are to be taken very solemnly, seriously, in my view, prayerfully.
President Trump frequently calls the impeachment probe a big hoax, a scam, and part of an ongoing Democratic witch hunt. Next year is an election year, and lawmakers are not anxious to deal with impeachment after the end of December. On Capitol Hill, I'm Terry Moore.
It is day one of the Chicago teachers' strike. The job action by the country's third largest school district, impacting some 25,000 teachers and 350,000 school children. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
We need to get this deal done, and we need to get back to business as usual because we need to get our kids back in school. Every day we're out, that hurts our children. That hurts our children.
Pay, benefits, and class size, just a few of the sticking points to this latest teacher strike. 30 years ago today, the San Francisco Bay Area started shaking. It was probably the most watched earthquake ever, as millions of us tuned in to watch Game 3 of the World Series between the Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants. But baseball that day took a back seat to one of the most powerful earthquakes ever to strike California.
30 years ago, Candlestick Park began to shake.
I don't know if we're on the air. We are in commercial, I guess.
Damage was widespread. More than 60 people were killed. More than 3,700 others injured.
Go home and secure your residence. Shut off the gas. Shut off electricity.
There was nearly $6 billion in damage. Even part of the Bay Bridge collapsed.
The bridge has collapsed.
And as bad as it was, seismologists say California is long overdue for a much larger and deadlier quake.
Steve Futterman in California. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report. Power outages in the Binghamton area. Lancaster County goes gender neutral. And a Western New York soldier killed in Korea is finally home 70 years later. All righty, Kevin Williams at the Weather Center. Thank you very much. Checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania at this hour. NYSEG reporting multiple power outages following strong winds today. Over 1,000 customers in Broome County, New York, are without power at this hour. No word on when the lights will be back on again. Again, this is NYSEG reporting these outages today. Pro-family forces in New York State are fighting a proposal that would make the HPV vaccine mandatory.
HPV is something that is gained through a sexually transmitted way. This is not something that is communicable by sitting in the classroom. Yeah. And yet there are some state officials that are looking to make the HPV mandate mandatory upon all students entering the sixth grade.
Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom.
We don't really have a problem with vaccinations per se. This is a parental rights decision, but it's a whole different thing when the state seeks to mandate something for a sexually transmitted disease before you can attend school in the sixth grade.
The state senator, by the way, who's pushing the HPV vaccine is the same senator who successfully sought repeal of the religious exemption to the MMR vaccine, and that's downstate Democrat Brad Hoylman. Marijuana opponents in Pennsylvania are confident that most residents are opposed to full-blown legalization. Michael Geer is with the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
The Susquehanna polling is showing that fewer than 4 in 10 Pennsylvanians support legalization of marijuana.
Geer says those figures contradict Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who claims up to 70% of Pennsylvanians want marijuana legalized.
Fetterman's figures come from his bogus listening, so-called listening tour, marijuana listening tour. He went to all 67 counties, but set up his tour in such a way that he went to college town so that it was biased very much in favor of the lieutenant governor's bias, which is full-on Colorado, full-blown legalization.
As mentioned earlier, the governors of Pennsylvania as well as New York were taking part in a marijuana summit today as they try to push for full-blown legalization. A Lancaster County, Pennsylvania school district is eliminating boys' and girls' locker rooms and replacing them with gender-neutral facilities. The $2.5 million renovation project at Garden Spot High School includes 48 private changing rooms and 76 private showers. The spaces will have entry points in public areas of schools so that any student, regardless of assigned sex and gender identity, can access them. There is an overabundance of deer in the Johnstown, Pennsylvania area.
I've seen them walking close to the Dairy Queen in Westmont. You know, it's crazy.
Now the State Game Commission is discussing various deer herd management programs.
It's come to almost an unhealthy situation for the deer in the area.
And unhealthy for humans too, especially motorists. Pennsylvania has the highest deer collision rate of any state in the country. More than 115,000 collisions reported to insurance companies every year in Pennsylvania. The remains of a Western New York soldier who died in the Korean War were returned home today. Army Sergeant Gerald Raymacher of Dunkirk reported missing in Korea December 6, 1950. Through DNA testing, his remains were positively identified in August of this year. He's one of the 55 Americans that North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un agreed to release. Following a June meeting with President Trump, Raymacher's family was present today at the Buffalo airport when his flag-draped coffin finally arrived home. Well, October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and former pastor Gary Wilkerson admits it is tough stuff being a pastor today. He says too many parishioners put pastors on a pedestal.
You know, he's just my superhero, and you're just setting that pastor up for a failure, and then you're setting yourself up for disappointment. The pastor follows Jesus. He's not Jesus.
Wilkerson recommends members of the clergy find someone they can confide in and be honest to.
Although I love my prayer closet, and I try to spend an hour or two in the Word every day, the totality of healing that God has for us comes out of community.
He says pastors need to be willing to be vulnerable and admit their weaknesses to an accountability partner.
Saying, hey, I'm getting tempted to look at pornography, or hey, I'm really depressed, or my teenage daughter is going out with the wrong guy and I'm really concerned about this, and being able to be open and vulnerable. It's not just a good idea. I would say it's a requirement for a healthy pastor.
Keep our pastors in your prayers, please. Wilkerson's father, by the way, wrote the best-selling book, The Cross and the Switchblade. Remember that? Back in 1963. A new poll by Bankrate.com shows 4 in 10 of us, U.S., are not ready for a recession, should there be one.
Recession means a slowdown in the economy, and oftentimes that means, you know, unemployment rates are going up and people are losing their jobs, and it really means that they don't have enough cash set aside.
Mike Lomas hosts a money management show on WBEN Radio in Buffalo.
People need to be more prepared. On average, you should have about 6 months worth of cash set aside in a savings or checking account.
Lomas says most Americans are not actively preparing for retirement either. Speaking of money and money issues, time next for your market reports, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers.
Stocks rose today after strong earnings results from companies such as Netflix and Morgan Stanley. Investors today also digesting news of the European Union and the UK striking a deal on Brexit. The Dow is up 24 points, the NASDAQ rose 33, and the S&P 500 gained 8. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you very much, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
Christians often ask, is retirement biblical? The truth is, it's not. Not as most people think of retirement today. The Lord ordained work before the fall, putting Adam to work in the Garden of Eden. God is our true boss, and the Bible nowhere says we're to save so one day we can live a life of leisure. Your calling doesn't have an expiration date. Numbers 8:25 records the only mention of retirement, God commanding the Levites to cease their temple labors at age 50. But we're not Levites. Yes, we save for retirement, meaning a time when we're no longer able to work, but an even better reason is so we'll have resources to serve God more fully in our later years.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Game 4 tonight. Weather permitting, Sonny's got your drive home sports.
Yeah, no Giancarlo Stanton either out of the lineup for the third straight game. Of course, the Astros with a 2-1 series lead. The winner will take on the Washington Nationals in the World Series. NFL Thursday Night Football tonight, AFC West affair. Chiefs battling the Broncos in Denver. Broncos have won 2 straight following their 0-4 start. Kansas City has dropped 2 straight after starting 4-0. Fitzmagic, Ryan Fitzpatrick, back as the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. He'll be under center Sunday in Buffalo. Speaking of Buffalo, Sabres lost their first game of the year. They're Los Angeles taking on the Kings tonight. Rangers in New Jersey, Islanders in Winnipeg. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A storm system that has lambasted the Northeast with wind and rain, even snow on the mountaintops, is going to be moving away just in time for much improved weather as we head into the weekend. But in the meantime, out and about tonight, it'll stay rather cloudy, brisk and chilly, and there'll still be a few showers around for many of us. Temperatures will spend most of the night in the 40s, but dip into the 30s, some of the higher spots. For the day tomorrow, a cloudy start to the day with a spot of rain, then the clouds will break for some sun in places. High temperatures near just over 50. And it's a brighter, somewhat milder and nicer day Saturday, mostly sunny then, with high temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s.
All right, can't wait for that sunshine again. Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. And finally at 5, how's this for irony? A pair of identical twin girls recently welcomed into this world by identical twin nurses. Twins delivering twins.
Huh.
Yeah, the twin thing happened at the Piedmont Athens Regional Medical Center in Athens, Georgia. The newborns were delivered by cesarean section just 3 minutes apart, both doing just fine. In fact, both went home from the hospital today. The twin nurses worked at that hospital for several years, but had never worked together in the labor and delivery unit until those twin girls were born. How about that, Sonny?
Wait, but to top it off, a twin is actually doing the report.
That
Bob's
even makes
a twin,
it weirder.
So where's Bill?